Hallelujah. Father, we give you the glory and we give you the honor. We decree and declare that we are the blessed of the Lord. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, as we decree and declare we are victorious in every circumstance. We decree and declare that great peace have we because we love your law and nothing shall offend us. We decree and declare that we have great and matchless blessings coming into our experience even now. We give you the glory, God, as your power flows into our experience, bringing healing, bringing wealth, bringing breakthrough, bringing deliverance, bringing favor. We thank you, Lord God, for expansion. We thank you, Lord Eboshata. Thank you for elevation. We thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice, and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that we stand in an even place. We thank you, Lord God, for stability. We thank you, Lord God, for health, healing, and wholeness. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We give you the glory, God, for blessings of deliverance, blessings of victory, blessings that every generational curse is destroyed because of your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for favor. We thank you for divine protection for our families. We thank you, Lord God, that every need is met, every bill is paid. We give you the glory, Lord God, for unity in the body. We thank you, Lord God, for unity in the family. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration and repair for our loved ones. We thank you, Lord God, for Abushata, for divine protection over all that concerns us. We give you the glory, God, for traveling mercies. We thank you, Lord God, for safety. We thank you, Lord God, that every negative prayer prayed and every negative word spoken against us is rerouted back to the enemy. And we praise you. And we're going to bombard heaven, people of God. And let's lean in and pray over in the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
And Father God, we just thank you for the things that you're doing on today, Father God. And we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and that is no sorrow. And Father God, we just thank you for the increase, Father God. We thank you for the spirit of entrepreneurship that's coming upon your people, Lord God. We thank you for promotion, Lord God. We thank you for favor with businesses, Lord God. We thank you for favor with relationships, Lord God. We thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you for favor, financial increase, Lord God. We thank you for increased revenue. We thank you, Father God, for increased income. Father God, we thank you for blessing the marriages, Lord God, the new relationships, the new lives that will be born into this earth, Lord God, in this year 2018, Lord God. We thank you for blessing the mothers, Lord God. We thank you for blessing the fathers, Lord God. We thank you for the new connections, Lord God. We thank you for the restoration of relationships, Lord God. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. We just thank you for those who are coming forth, Lord God. We thank you for this space to pray our faith and not our fears, Lord God. We thank you for just bringing forth the newness, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the spirit of obedience in your people, Lord God. We thank you for the master prophet, Lord God, and this space that he's given us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the first family, Lord God, for answering that call many years ago, Lord God. We thank you for prophecology, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit that's coming forth, Lord God. We thank you for the latter rain. We thank you for the new birth. We thank you for the distinction that your people are walking in, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you are doing, Lord God. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins when we not know what we do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit of discernment, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit of awareness, Lord God. We thank you for revealing the plans in the hands of the enemy, Lord God. We thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake, Lord God. We thank you for the newness and the peace and the wisdom that you're bringing forth to the government, Lord God, to our just governmental body and system, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing forth your spirit of listening, Lord God, so that we be slow to anger, Lord God. We be quick to listen and slow to speak, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing. In the spirit, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for brightening the horizon and the perspective. We thank you, Father God, for being, bringing forth the healing and being there in that hospital room and bring forth the quick and swift recovery, Lord God. We just thank you for the source of healing and wholeness that you bring to your people. And, Lord God, I thank you
Father God, and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer and worship and praise, God. Thank you for this platform that the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah has given us, and for the vision, not only to globalize the prophetic, but to reach out to people's hearts and minds. God, we love you and we reverence you. We adore you. We worship you and we praise you. We thank you for your mercy, your loving kindness, and your grace, which is sufficient for all of us. Thank you for those who are on the line who are listening in, God. God, look upon those who are in dire need of your touch, God, in dire need of your strength, your healing, your protection, your provisions, God. Lord, touch them in a mighty way. And if any man be offended, we ask him to open his heart and mind and learn. Listen and learn. And we thank you, God, for your covering, your mercy, your grace, and your love. God, I ask you to remember each and every person whose name is on the sick list, God. Sick and shut in, touch them in a mighty way, God. Touch their bodies. Let them know that you are with them, God. Even until the end, we thank you, Father. And I thank you for my own healing. I thank you for the grace that you've bestowed upon me to be here in the land of the living. I love you, Lord. And I bless your name. I praise you for your goodness. Bless the company of prophets, each and every prophetess on the line. Bless the men, prophets, wherever they are. God, touch them all. Strengthen them, prosper them, provide for them, and give them peace. Let us all have sweet sleep on this morning. And I thank you for what you're doing in our earth. I thank you for what you're doing in our country. And I bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I just thank you for having the privilege to be in your presence to pray for everyone, Lord. I thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in ministry. I thank you for you being Jehovah Rapha, the God of total healing. And I thank you for healing Meek Mills, Ray J. Baker, Paul Nesbitt, Kevin Nesbitt, Olivia Castillo, Pamela Washington, Marcus Fugate, Ronald Blake, Prophetess Tamalyn Hodge, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Minister Stephen Bostick, Mother Dorothy Myers, Anita Green, Sade Wilson, the family, we keep them lifted up, Aisha Cooper's family, Frank Tucker, the slaves in Libya, Prophetess Barbara Tucker, and her team. I thank you for DJ Q and keeping him lifted up as well. I thank you, Father, for you being so instrumental in my life as well as the people on this line. I thank you for the prophets that's representing this call and their families. May you blow a fresh wind of peace and increase in each and everyone's lives. I thank you for the children. I thank you for the hedge of protection you give them and their comings and going worldwide. I thank you that you are our driving force in our lives, and every day you give us new mercies and new grace. Give us peace. You give us everything that we could ever want, Lord. I thank you that we're able to come and serve you, Lord, daily. I thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. I thank you for the angels that we have access to command, to assist us in our daily walk and assist us in business matters. I thank you for right connections. In Jesus' almighty name, I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
understanding. Father, we thank you for this new day even now. We thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for new strength even now. We thank you for your love and your joy even now, Father God. We thank you for every life here on the line, even on this new day, even on this new morning, even now, Father God. Touch each and every one of our families, our situations, our lives even now, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing right connections to happen in our lives even now, Father God. Thank you for your grace and your favor even now. Thank you, Father. Father, allow our ears to be open and our eyes to be open, Father, so that we can hear and see clearly what it is that is our destiny for us to do, Father God. Allow your will to be in our lives, Father God. Not our will, but your will, Father God. Father God, thank you for our family, our loved ones, our children, and our elders even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for leading us and guiding us even now. And thank you for our households even now, Father God. Father God, cover our households even now. Cover each and every family, each and every life even now, Father God. We lift up those that are sick and shut in even now, Father God. Allow restoration and wholeness and peace to happen for them even now, Father God. Father God, you be the comforter, Father God. Father God, thank you for your compassion and thank you for great joy even now, Father God. Thank you for peace even now on our situation even now, Father God. We continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. And thank you for love. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And Father, we thank you. We pray for healing this evening, God. And we thank you, God, because you are Jehovah Shammah, God. And Lord, we thank you for your presence and that your presence gives us life and good health, God. Bless us with long life, God, and show us your salvation, Lord. And Father, keep us, keep your word before our eyes and in the midst of our hearts, God. Let your word be health to our flesh. And Father, we thank you for saving us, God. And we thank you, Father, for touching our lives, God. And let our health, good health, spring forth, Father, speedily. And restore health unto us, God, and heal of us of our wounds, God. Lord, we bring health, bring good health and a cure to every area of our bodies and our lives and give us the abundance of peace, God. And Father, teach us how to prosper and to be in good health as our soul prospers. Lord, we thank you that you are the Son of Righteousness and that, Father God, that when God arises, that our enemies scatter, God. And we thank you that they scatter into seven directions, God. We thank you, Father God, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. We pray for peace for everyone on the line. We pray for salvation, God. We pray, God, that you will move by your spirit, God, and you will endue us with power, God. We thank you, Father God, for the power and the strength, God, to move forward and to press in and to hear, Father God, what the Spirit is saying to the church this evening. We collectively come before you, God, and we come in unity. We come in peace. We come, Father God, asking and believing, God, by faith, God, that all things are working together for our good, God. We pray for the strength of our families, God. We pray for the strength of our communities, God. We pray, Father God, that there will be a unity and we will be a force to be reckoned with, Father God, as we come together on one accord, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're doing a great work in your people, God, and we thank you that your mighty hand, Father God, is at hand and working behind the scenes, God. We thank you, Father God, right now we pray for our government. We thank you, Father God, that all things, Father God, are in divine order, God, and nothing will catch you by surprise, God. And Father, we thank you for our president. We thank you, Father God, that you will give him an ear to hear. We ask that you put righteous people around him, God, and we pray for righteousness, Father God. We pray, Father God, for transformation in our government and in our society. We pray, Father God, that our government, Father God, will remember, Father God, the people of God, and Father God, that we, Father God, are a peculiar people, God, and that, Lord, we thank you that we have favor with God, and we thank you, Father God, that you are moving, Father God, and that you are beginning to reposition, Father God, your people, Father God, in governmental positions and, God, in social issues. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Father God, that all things are coming together, God, and we thank you for the strength and the power, God. We praise you for your glory, God, and as we press in tonight, God, we want to say thank you, Father God, for instructions. We want to say thank you, Father God, for your guidance, God, and for your peace and for your love, God. Deliver us, Father God, from every evil and from every unseen danger, God. But we thank you, Father God, for the angels that have charge over us, God. And we thank you for victory on every side, God. And we thank you for victory is at hand in every circumstance. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give thee all honor and praise and glory and thanksgiving, O God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice in it, O God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, and we thank you, dear Lord, for ordering our step, O God. Hallelujah, God. Psalm 24, amen, 1 through 4. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and they who dwell in it. For he has set it upon the seas and established it upon the currents and the rivers. Who shall go up into the mountain of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lift himself up to falsehood, nor to what is false, nor sworn deceitfully. Thank you, Father God, for that. Amen, Father God. We want to thank you, God, for traveling mercies, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be, O God. And we thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and harm to our bodies and our souls. We thank you, God. And we thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace and keeping us mindful of your presence, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the right divine relationship in our lives. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for keeping your marriage strong and holy and deathless, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for mentoring our nation with your wings of love, oh God. We thank you, God, that virtue is our path of to glory, Jesus, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for being the fountain and light and love, oh God, in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, dear Lord, for shielding us and protecting us from evil, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for clarity in our lives, dear Lord, oh God. We thank you, God, for helping us to rise and follow you with a joyful and willing heart, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us energy, motivation, inspiration to continue the journey that you have for us, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for flexibility, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for scattering our enemies, Jesus. We thank you, God, for canceling any attack of the enemy, oh God. We thank you, God, for favor. We thank you, God, for setting us free, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for opening doors in our lives. And we thank you, God, for breakthroughs, oh God. And we thank you, God, for breaking strongholds and generational curses, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for the wisdom and for the knowledge and for the understanding that you give us, oh God. And we thank you, dear Lord, oh God, for keeping our hands clean and pure, God. We thank you, God, for hearts up and for growth. We thank you, God, for protection, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the sole of our feet. We thank you, God, for multiplying our seeds, oh God. We thank you, God, for good health, Jesus. We thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for bills paid in full. We thank you, Lord, for debt cancellation, oh God. We thank you, God, for favor and homes and giving us houses, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for giving us transportation, oh God. We thank you, God, for covering our family, oh God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, for crowning our awareness, dear Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, for our talent that that you have given us as well, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, that whomever formed against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. And thank you, God, that we are prosperous, O God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost, O God, we thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
For God will shed his own glorious light upon you. He will heal you. Your godliness will lead you forward. Goodness will be a shield before you. And the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Hallelujah. Be strong. Be fearless. Don't be afraid. And don't be scared of your enemies, because the Lord your God is the one who marches with you. He won't let you down. He won't abandon you. Fear the Lord, you his holy people. For those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Father, we give you the glory for the power of your word. We thank you, Lord God, for hope in your word. We stand on your promises. We stand on the hope and knowing that before one jot or tittle of your word fail, heaven and earth shall pass away. And Father, we lift up everyone on this call, and we ask you, Lord, to bless every family that's represented, every home that's represented, every loved one, Lord God, that's in need of a hand touch from you, healing, mind, body, soul, spirit, financial relief, God. We break the bands of wickedness of every spirit of infirmity and every spirit of lack over your people, God. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare provision. We call forth your angels of provision, Father, even those in the Caribbean, Lord God, who are waiting and believing you for help, God, praying and begging for help. God, we dispatch your angels of promise, your angels of provision, your angels of protection, Lord God. We dispatch medical supplies, water, food, transportation, all of the help with the electricity, Lord, contractors and construction and workers and electricians. Father God, we dispatch medical help, Lord God, in these regions, Lord God. We decree and declare restoration. We decree and declare repair. And Lord God, let your word be so sure, let your help be so clear that they cannot give the glory to no one else. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for our leadership. Lord God, we pray for our bishop. We pray for our pastor. Lord God, strength. Lord God, as you continue to stretch them, God, encourage them. Give them strength, Lord God. And we decree and declare sending your help from your sanctuary, worthy help, faithful help, supportive help, loving help, Lord God. Let your help come. Help who have integrity. Help who love your people, God. Send your help, Father God. We bless our first family. We speak healing and strength and protection over each of them. We bless Mother Mary Jordan. We arrest the spirit an infirmity of flu. We curse the root of this flu demon that has been launched across this nation. We bind it. We bind it. And we send it back to the sender. We speak healing from this flu. We speak protection from pneumonia. We speak healing from heart conditions, liver, kidney, every vital organ, God. Heal in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare provision for your pastors, for your leaders in ministry. We call forth the resources for the nonprofits, for the business idea, the funding for the business idea. Lord, let your creative anointing flow on this line. Those that keep finding themselves in jobs that are not making enough. Father God, release, Lord God, that anointing for business. Awaken every dormant gift. Stir the gifts of your people. Stir the creativity, Lord God. Creative ideas, business ideas. Let your anointing flow even now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for all of our elders, Lord God. Protection, protection and strength, Lord God. Provisions, Lord God, for your people. And our young people, Lord God, let your divine protection be upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God bless you, people of God. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your commitment. Amen. We honor each of you today, and we ask you to continue to stand with us as we believe God for the breakthrough of those that have submitted their prayer requests, those that have silent requests. Amen. We stand with you. Amen. For your breakthrough, for your miracle. Amen and amen. Please hear the conclusion of the whole matter. We ask that you stay to the very end and hear the furtherance of the announcements. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Amen. It was a blessing. Pastor Deborah taught, amen, out of her heart today, and it was absolutely powerful. Amen. And I tell you, it is an awesome, awesome opportunity when we're able to hear Pastor going forth, amen, in the teachings. Amen. We have a supernatural manifestation prophetic revival. Amen. January 21st through the 31st. Wow and wow. Amen. With Prophet Samson Amatang. Amen. The brother of Prophet Daniel Amatang, which we all know who he is. And we just thank God this is going to be absolutely powerful as it also begins to lead us right in to, it's like a couple weeks before the prophecology. So this is absolutely powerful. It's going to be Monday through Friday, 6 p.m., Saturday at 12 noon, and then Sunday at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. with Prophet Samson Amatang and the Master Prophet. Wow and wow. And, of course, Prophecology is February 23rd through the 26th. Setting the tone, this revival is definitely going to set the tone for the working of miracles at the birthing house. Amen. The latter rain. Amen. And if you're attending Prophecology, you must register at prophecology.com. Amen. And your itinerary should be recorded on that website. Amen. So the concierge could properly serve you. Amen. Pop Life Radio, join live conference call every Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And they are sharing and answering questions about poem and about prophecology. Amen. So participating in these calls, they're interactive and you can ask questions. Amen. And have, amen, that information downloaded, amen, so you can make intelligent decisions about your relationship to the prophetic order. Amen. And at 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of the Master Prophet, for live teachings. Amen. And if you are so blessed by this prayer call, and you want to see it continue, which I know you do. That's why we had 98 people on this call tonight, because you're being blessed. But I'm asking that you stretch and sow a seed, amen, for the furtherance and the continuance of these conference calls, this prayer call, amen. Text to give, 646-762-0433, amen. But also, this is Pastor Deborah's birthday month. We want to share with her. We want to encourage her. We want to love on her. We want to pour into her. Amen. Text pastor at 646-762-0433. Amen. Text that $58 seed, $158 seed, $258, $354, $580, $1058, whatever you are inspired to give, amen, pour into the woman of God and watch God pour into you. Amen. Sometimes when you are believing God for a miracle, amen, of healing or provision, sometimes you got to step out and sow that seed, amen, to awaken, amen, that stir that soil and plant into this ripe, rich, anointed soil and watch the manifestation of the promise of God in your experience. Amen. And join us again for another Midnight Cry at Pastor Deborah Jordan. I'm reading this here. At 12 a.m. through 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at this same number. Please, please, please post. Amen. You can go on to Pastor Deborah's website on her Facebook page. Amen. And then share the flyer that advertises the Midnight Cry call. Amen. And you don't have to type your own words. Just share the flyer on your wall. Amen. And let the people of God know that the prophets are praying. Amen. Or post it on your Facebook page. But people of God, remember, this is Pastor Deborah's prayer ministry. Amen. We are standing in. We are just filling in the gap and standing in the gap. Amen. In her stead. This is Pastor's ministry. So if you are so inclined to post it on your Facebook page, don't give any misinformation to have the people thinking it's your prayer call or that they're coming to pray with you. You're coming to pray with Pastor Deborah Jordan, the wife of our Archbishop, our leading lady. Amen. And we will pay proper respect and honor to her at all times. Amen. Company of Prophets, did I cover everything?
Yes, and yes. May I ask a question, Prophetess Darlene Gray? This is Prophetess Valerie Thomas. I've been trying.
This is not the forum. This is not the forum for answering questions. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
This was a seed I was trying to sow for Pastor Deborah. I couldn't get it through. Okay.
I can reach out to you at the end of the call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. All minds clear, Company of Prophets. Thank you for your stance. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for continuing to stand with us as we strengthen and hold up the hands of the woman of God, as we continue to stretch and be stretched, because as the Lord stretches our Archbishop and Pastor, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, we too will be stretched. We have to expand this prayer call as the prophetic is expanding. Amen. So I thank each of you for coming on the call and being faithful to what God is doing and what God is saying in this season. And please continue to stand with us as we continue to stand in the gap for the people of God. Amen and amen. God bless you is our prayer.